What about a long time ago when they cut the hay, then they'd rake it up in little piles and then load it on a wagon or something? Do you ever hear a name for those little piles they'd have raked up?
No, not at... Now, way back there, they used it in bundles. They had a... Well, I thought of it and man, it slipped my mind. Just like a cradle, what they call a cradle. Mm-hmm. It was a big, long, crooked knife, and it had sticks, little places for sticks that they stuck up all along it. And they take that thing and had a handle out here like that, and they swing it like this, mm-hmm. You know, swing it in a circle. And he'd cut that hay. Then I stopped him. Yeah, I got him. There he is. And they put it in bundles then. Mm-hmm. Put that hay in bundles, and then they'd haul it in, you see, and then bundles. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all I've heard them call. I've heard them. Mm-hmm. I never did do anything like that, but I've seen those things. I've come here quick enough to see them before they all left out. I never seen nobody using them, but I've seen how they, I showed how they used it. They had, you know, they swing them around and cut the, and they sort of bundled that hay up as you cut it.
What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again? You call that the...
Second cutting is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. And you said you take fodder and pile it into bundles?
Mm-hmm.
And you take the bundles and you pile those into...
Stacks, you see, you make a big stack out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, now, they got machines that does that. That they call them thrashing machines, see it?
Mm-hmm.
And they got machines that does that.
So you say that oats...
Hmm.
So what's done to oats then? You say that oats...
Yeah, they thrashed them oats, you see, or combined them. A lot of them call it combining, see. They have combiners, they call it combining oats,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And it grinds all the stalk up and puts the seed in, and then all the seed out. But now then, in this country, it's mostly gone to soybeans. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has. They raise where they farm at. There ain't hardly any farming done in this country no more. It used to be all in cultivation. Everybody. They was, where there ain't but one gin now, there was about 10 gins, cotton gins that used to be here. Because, you see, they had to haul it in wagon, and 5 or 6 miles of the gin was a long time in a wagon then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had gins. They had one down here at the Belk, and they had one down here at Razor,
mm-hmm.
and they have one over at Emerson, and it was just everywhere like that. It was all over the country, see. And then they raise about 5 times as much cotton then as they do now,
mm-hmm.
in this country. Because everybody planted cotton, because that's about the only cash crop that they had that could get any money out of was cotton, see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used to buy their, what they had to have extra, you know, besides what they raised, like their sugar and coffee and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. They used that cotton in their clothing.
When you're talking about raising cotton, first of all, to break up the ground, you go out there with a...
Well, you went out there, we used to go out there with a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. And they called it listing, a lot of them did. And some of them called it flat breaking, some of them called it listing.
You know,
listing. They listed the ground. In other words, they...